As you approach my house, you can't help but feel a surge of excitement. Dressed to the nines, you feel handsome and confident. Perfectly fitting for attending a Halloween party with your captivating best friend. As you ring the doorbell, you can hear the echo of footsteps from within. A rich, musical voice calls out to you. "Just come inside. The door is open." So you do. Stepping past the threshold, the source of the footsteps becomes apparent as you hear me quickly pacing around my bedroom to finish getting ready. We've been here before, and you know I won't take too much longer to finish, so you walk to my dining room table and place your overnight bag there. The venue for the party was on the other side of town, and my home was a midpoint, so we planned for you to stay the night to avoid doing long drives while tired. You breathe in deeply, taking in the familiar scent of freshly baked bread and incense, allowing it to wash over you, a comfort to your senses. After a few minutes, the footsteps stop, and you hear my bedroom door open. You catch a glimpse of my form emerging from around the corner and stand up to grab my keys off their wall hook. "Hey, Renee, I've got your keys. I don't mind driving if you..." Your words are replaced with silence as you meet my gaze. For a moment, you don't recognize me. An ornate headpiece perfectly frames enchantingly deep brown eyes and silky straightened hair. Brown skin illuminates a golden glow that seems to dance in the dim lighting of my chandeliers. And those curves. The sway of my hips rises and falls like the tides with every step I take closer to you. An ample chest decorated by some sort of barely there. What was that? A bra? Choker? I continue to step closer, just a few feet away from you now. Then it dawns on you. No, it's a breastplate. With a matching glimmering belt with two pieces of long black fabric attached in the front and back, allowing the full length of my legs to be exposed. I see a look of recognition flash across your eyes. "Wow, that's quite a surprise," you say as you regain your composure. "What is?" I say. "You look different." "Although I miss the curls, this Akasha Queen of the Damned look suits you." You grin, clearly thrilled by my transformation. It seems my efforts were worthwhile. It took me hours to prepare for this special occasion. "Well," you start again, pausing to fully take me in. "Ready to get going?" I nod, and we leave my home and head toward the party. As our drive progresses, things become more comfortable, smoothly falling into our routine, sharing stories about work and more since we last hung out with each other. It feels almost normal, but underneath it all, I feel breathless with anticipation, waiting patiently for the perfect chance to arise. Stepping into a room with so many death-related themes, the energetic atmosphere feels almost ironically alive. Partygoers dance rhythmically to the music in a misty fog of smoke and swirling lights, making them appear to move in slow motion. As we walk past couples and groups huddled over drinks and cheerful conversation, you start to feel uncomfortable at the way people are burning me with their eyes. We head to a table near the dance floor and join our group of friends. I didn't stay there for long. You didn't expect me to. And as if on cue, the music fades from one song to the next, and I'm off to the dance floor. You can't help but watch as I move in sync with the beat. A sense of elegance and grace that stands out from the rest of the crowd. The night carries on with good food, lots of laughter, and some dancing of your own. But despite being surrounded by so many people, your attention is focused on me. I catch your lingering stare for a, well, too many times to count time, and return it with a look of mischief and curiosity. You look away shyly. This game is a game I no longer wish to play. So I decide to approach you. My hand gently glides across your forearm as I lean down close to your ear. Hey, love. My social meter is getting low. Are you ready to go too? You nod yes. I flash a warm smile. There's just one problem. I didn't get the chance to dance with you yet. One song before we go? You smile back and agree, gesturing for me to join you. I pull you onto the dance floor and turn to face away from you. Grabbing your hands, I place them on my hips as I sway back and forth to catch the rhythm. Sensing your hesitancy, I tell you to loosen up and just follow my lead. I feel the tension in your body release. Your hands caress my smooth, exposed skin, and your grip tightens, finding an anchor. Your touch gives me confidence, and my movements shift from a gentle rock to a slow whine. You watch as I ride the waves of the music, my hips moving in deliberately slow twists and dips. It's as if the beat flowed through me. I look back over my shoulder, an intensity in my gaze. Changing direction now, my whine evolves into slow circles. Your heart beats faster. It feels confusing to admit, but the energy between us is sensual, tantalizing, hypnotic even. Our bodies begin to press against each other as you match my slow circles, encouraged by the pulsing bass of the song. Each movement brings us closer physically and emotionally. This feeling is dangerous and exhilarating. A high you're afraid to crash down from, but you can't stop yourself from being drawn in. It feels too good. Too right. The outside world begins to fade away until finally, you're locked in. No more thoughts. No more debate. Only feelings. There's no turning back now. I place one hand over yours and move it toward the inside of my thigh, lightly squeezing to encourage you to pull me in closer to you. I reach up with the other hand to gently trace a line from the back of your ear down to the base of your neck as we transition from a wind to a grind now. Your body language screams with need, giving you away completely. Loving this confirmation, I take further control, firmly pressing my backside against your growing desire. You let out a soft moan, signaling the loss of your resistance. Tension thickens around us. Your hands become more adventurous, running across the expanse of my thighs as we dance. Your hands freeze, interrupted by the accidental discovery that I'm wearing nothing underneath the black fabric. I pretend to not notice and continue grinding on you as if nothing changed. Soon after, the song ends. Without speaking, we separate slowly and attempt to come down from our haze, silently catching our breath as we walk back to my car. You drive us back to my home, neither of us saying anything the entire trip. My body hums with adrenaline from our intimate encounter, craving more. Although I knew what happened was beyond our normal boundaries, it wasn't enough. There was something undeniably powerful about the connection we shared, and I'd grown tired of waiting for you to openly acknowledge it. Something primal stirred within me, urging me onward, anxious to push your limits. Once inside, I head to the kitchen to grab a water and offer one to you as well. I guess that puts you at ease because between sips, I hear you clear your throat, letting me know you want my attention. Renee, I just want to say that you really killed it today. I'm surprised you didn't want to stay for the costume contest. I laugh a little and start walking toward my bedroom. Why? You think I could have won? Even if you didn't win, second and third still had cash prizes. You could have gotten some money back from whatever you spent putting your fit together. You yell back, uncertain how well I can hear you from down the hall. I peek out from around the door. You said what? You can just come inside. I just needed to freshen up my makeup. Oh, can you take some pictures for me? You take out your phone and walk into my bedroom. After repeating your statement, you're pleased to hear my laugh again from the attached bathroom. True, but everyone that I wanted to see my costume in person saw it, so that's good enough for me. Plus, then I would have had to put a whole intro together, and what would I even have done for that? I paused for a moment. You know what? Humor me. Switch your phone to video and tell me when you press record. And you better not laugh, I command. I won't. You promise? Promise. And go. You respond with enthusiasm, angling your phone and pressing record. You notice the bathroom lights turn off from the cracks around the door, leaving the moon and my dimmed chandelier as the only sources of light in the room. The door creaks open, and you watch as I step out, my image captured perfectly on your phone screen. I do a small spin, showing off the entirety of my outfit. My features stand out proudly. The shadows cast by the dim light accentuates the lines of my voluptuous body. I strike a pose, mimicking Akasha's stance and poise, making eye contact with you through the phone. It seems I've been awakened from my rest. Who dares to disturb me? You chuckle, amused by my tone. I tilt my head and say nothing. Feeling a bit awkward, you look up from your phone and notice an intensity behind my eyes. Renee? You say softly. My chest rises as I take a deep breath. I begin walking towards you. My name is Akasha. You will address me as such. You chuckle again, this time out of nervousness. I wince at the sound. Is something funny, human? You shake your head no. I didn't think so. Now, answer my question. Who dares to disturb my rest? Realizing that I want you to join me in adopting my new role, you decide to play along. You know, for the video. It is I, Akasha, a humble professor. I only wish to study some artifacts and learn more about your people. I didn't mean to disturb you. Is that so? Yes, my queen. My gaze turns seductive, and I step closer to you as I reply. Actions have consequences, whether accidental or not. Right now, I'm famished, and I haven't had the taste of human flesh in over 1,000 years. My hands reach out, gently pushing you backward toward the bed. You're lucky. You're handsome, Professor. I'll make you a deal. Give me what I want, and I'll let you live. You smirk, clearly amused by my performance. Whatever you want, Akasha, you say with a hint of sarcasm. I grip your shirt in my hands. Don't test me. Without warning, I forcefully push you onto the bed. You fall back onto the mattress, stunned by my sudden aggression. The phone drops out of your hand. I continue. I doubt you want the consequences. I pick up your phone and place it on the nightstand, angling the camera towards us. It is of no importance to me whether this is painful or pleasurable for you, but I suggest you do as I say. I motion toward the center of the bed, and for reasons you don't know, you swiftly adjust your position. Wait, no, that's right. You do know the reason. It's for the video. Video. Professor, I whisper as I crawl on top of you. My hair falls over my shoulders, framing my face and creating an air of mystery. Shadows scatter over my body as the moonlight peeks through the blinds. Making eye contact with you, I glide a finger along your cheek and down your throat, tracing your collarbone. Leaning down, you feel my breath on your neck as I begin again. I need to feed. Give in to me. Give me what I desire. I cup your face with one hand and nibble gently on your lower lip, coaxing you to part your lips slightly. Our lips meet, and you taste sweet, with hints of candy from earlier. As our kiss intensifies, my hips begin to rotate, sending waves of pleasure through you, causing you to gasp. A hand reaches down to my waist, holding me in closer. The other caresses the back of my head, deepening our kiss. I moan softly at your touch and move to place kisses down your neck. Reaching the base, my tongue flicks out, leaving a bit of wetness behind. You feel my breath blow over the wet spot, sending a chill down your spine. Groaning, your hands attempt to press my hips downward, but I hold your wrist in place, stopping you from pulling me further into you, taunting you. I decide to reach down and place my hand over the crotch of your pants and begin stroking your erection from the outside. I delight in watching your facial expressions, a mix of confusion, lust, and arousal. After a moment of teasing, I unbutton your pants and slide them down. You lift your hips slightly, allowing me to take them off. Climbing back on top of you, I lick your bottom lip, inviting your tongue to meet mine. Our tongues intertwine and I gently bite and suck on your bottom lip. My back arches into you, giving you access to my curves. You run your hands across the slope of my breasts and the small of my waist, groping any and everything you can as a fiery passion burns inside of you. You find your way to my hips and butt, gripping far more than a handful. A hand slides under the fabric on my waistband and gently teases the wetness between my thighs. Moans escape the both of us as I rock against your hand. Leaning forward to pull at the hem of your shirt, you raise your arms briefly, and I pull your shirt off fully. Grabbing your wrist, I pin your arms above your head and hold them there, kissing you deeply. Your mouth gapes open as I rotate my hips, grinding into you again in a now too familiar rhythm. Your head is thrown back, exposing your neck to me. I move to lick and suck, but this time I bite down softly, sending a wave of pain to mix with the pleasure. Without a warning, you hear two clicks, and I pull away suddenly, releasing your hands and moving off the bed. Confused by the sudden change in direction, you open your eyes, watching as I reach over to the nightstand to grab your phone and end the recording. "What's wrong?" you say, as you attempt to reach out to me. Quickly, you realize that your wrists are bound, limiting your range of motion. I ignore your question. Your thoughts race frantically, trying to piece together the events that led you here. Why would I tie you up? What was going on? Panic starts to set in, and you struggle against the fur-lined cuffs. Despite your protests, I continue to ignore you, focusing solely on opening the drawer in the nightstand and pulling out an assortment of objects. Your eyes widen at the selection. Silk scarves, blindfolds, a vibrator, flogger, remote. What all was in there? "Renee, this isn't funny anymore. What's going on?" you say, pleading for me to answer you as I walk toward the bottom edge of the bed. I sigh and pause to look up at you, but nothing prepared you for the look in my eyes. This wasn't a game. This wasn't fantasy. This was real. You struggle to catch your breath, overcome by feelings of helplessness and fear, mixed with an unexpected trust in me, a trust that was only present in this situation due to our years of friendship. Your eyes run over my body as I expertly secure your ankles to the bottom post of the bed, The air thickens with anticipation as I approach you again, my hips rolling seductively as I walk. Your mind becomes more alert, appreciating the sight before you. In this cosplay, I look like a living embodiment of sensuality. I reach out to run a finger down your chest. Shall we begin? Begin what? You respond, but your body betrays you as you speak, unconsciously nodding yes, unable to voice the intensity of your desire for me. I reach down for the first tool on the table, a riding crop, using it to lightly trace intricate patterns onto your naked chest. Begin what, mistress? Say it, I reply.
Renee, what is this?
You try to get out, but your words are quickly cut off by the sudden sting of the crop striking your thigh. I move the edge of the crop to your chin, pushing your face upward to look at me. I said, say, begin what, mistress? I will not ask you again. A moment goes by without either of us relenting. You speak again. Begin what, mistress? This time, there is a resolve in your tone that catches my attention. I can't help but be drawn to your boldness. I decide to fulfill your request. Good. A devilish grin graces my lips. To answer your question, tonight, you will serve me. I watch you swallow hard, trying to understand where this is leading. This is confusing, I know, but unfortunately, you didn't leave me with a lot of options. I tell you sternly, knowing full well the heaviness of my words given our history. When we first started getting to know each other, I knew that there was something special between us, but I didn't quite know what it was. Your mind starts to race again. Renee, what are you talking about? Another swat to the thigh. Please don't make me do that again. Do not interrupt me. Do you understand? Yes. You feel the sting of the crop again. Yes? What? Yes, mistress. I dance a little from excitement. Ooh, so good. I knew you'd catch on quick. Now, back to my explanation. You see, over time, it became pretty obvious what we are to each other. We're soulmates. I try to wait and be patient and let you lead and do things at your own pace, but you never made a move. And to add insult to the injury, I watched as other people, discovering the treasure that you are, actually believe that they deserve to be with someone like you. They're crazy. Absolutely deluded. You remain silent as I begin again. Last month was the final straw. Did you know that multiple friends of ours called me to console me because they thought we had broken up since they saw you out on a date with whomever it was that managed to occupy your time? If everyone else can see it too, it has to be as strong as I thought. But your indecision to do something about it left me little choice but to take action. The only problem was I didn't know how. I reached down and tenderly caressed the side of your face. A couple weeks ago, you gave me the answer I needed. I opened the drawer of the nightstand again, pulling out a pocket knife. I walked towards the middle of the bed and grabbed the waistband of your boxer briefs. You feel the blade resting against your upper thigh. Silly. I forgot to get these off of you before I made sure you were safely in place. So, back to you giving me the answer I needed. Yes, when we made this month's weekly movie night theme, Spoopy Movies, I had no idea how amazing for our relationship this would be.
You flinch a little as you feel the sharp edge of the blade come closer to your skin. Stay still. I cut away at the fabric of your briefs, ripping and tearing the rest away, placing the pocket knife back into the drawer. Look at you. You listen so well. I place a kiss on your forehead and get back into the bed. This time, I nestle between your legs. Yeah, so when it was my time to choose a movie, I was really excited to share Queen of the Damned because I couldn't believe you've never seen it before. While we watched, I left the room briefly to grab us some snacks, but when I came back, you were gone. My hands brush up and down your thighs, getting close to but never quite touching where you ache for me the most. When I say that you were gone, I don't mean gone, gone. I mean mentally, emotionally. In all the years we've spent time together, I've never seen you entranced by anything like that before. I even tried to call your name to hand you food, but you didn't hear me. You couldn't hear me. You only had eyes and ears for Akasha. Your breathing becomes more ragged as you feel an urgent need for my touch. My hand gently brushes across your tip, causing you to groan. You are so pretty like this. If I had known, I would have done this a long time ago. I don't know why I didn't see it before. It was obvious. You need that energy in your life. You need to be taken care of. You need someone to lead you romantically and sexually. Seeing you sink deeper into the gravitational pull of Akasha made me feel remorseful. I'm sorry that I've been neglecting you, but don't worry. My neglect stops today. I pause for a moment, relaxing a bit, knowing that you finally understand the depth of my feelings. My eyes roam up and down your body. How are you this beautiful? May I speak, mistress? You ask, your voice cracking slightly due to the tension between us. Yes, my love. Why? Why like this? Couldn't you have just told me? I pepper kisses from your shaft to your tip, and you instinctively, subtly, thrust your hips toward me. Well, I wanted to make sure you could see it for yourself first, to realize your desire, realize that I am and will always be your everything. Better than a dream. I hold your shaft in my hand and lick from your base to your tip. Better than a fantasy. I swirl my tongue around your head, licking the pre-cum off of it. Tell me, pet, are you mine? I feel you twitch in my hand, telling me that you are indeed completely, undeniably mine. Perfect. I take you into my mouth, agonizingly slow, until the full length of you is inside of me. My hands anchor onto you, guiding you in and out of me. I love the sound of your moans. I feel you buck into me as you struggle against your restraints, but I don't change my pace. I'm not ready for you to come yet. Not like this. I pull myself off of you, wiping a finger at the corner of my mouth, removing the spit still connected to the head of your dick. Please, mistress, you manage to pant out. Please, what? Do you want to come? I reply, stroking up and down your shaft with one hand, lightly massaging your sack with the other. Your gaze meets mine, raw desire behind your eyes. No, I. You pause. I need you. Take me Please. Your words send shockwaves straight to my core. I originally wanted to sit on that beautiful face of yours, but the heat inside is far too loud to ignore. I want it to be selfish. I deserve to be selfish. But we've both waited long enough. I work my way up the bed and place a palm against your cheek. You lean your head into the space, taking my breath away. Grabbing the remote off the nightstand, I press a button, causing the top of the mattress to rise so that you're sitting up a little. I'm careful not to sit you up too far, making sure there's still some flexibility in your restraints. Straddling your waist, I reach down and position you at the head of my entrance and let go. I lean down, kissing you deeply. I lower my hips, sinking down onto you in one motion. You moan into my mouth, the pleasure almost taking you over. I break away from our kiss, breathing erratically. I knew you'd feel good inside me, but not this good. Our eyes meet, both of us desperately holding still, almost afraid of what is about to happen next. My fingers lightly hold the back of your head, tracing small circles. I don't know if I'm doing this to comfort you or soothe myself. Ready? I ask, barely louder than a whisper. You shake your head yes. I roll my hips against you, moving slowly at first, gradually increasing my speed. We just fit. Every stroke, every moan, communicating a language of truths that words will never be able to describe. I feel my walls contract around you, as if they were trying to suck you deeper inside of me. I arch my back into you, changing the angle a little, causing you to hit spots I didn't even know I had. Knowing that my climax is approaching, I speed up the rhythm of our pace. Your body follows my lead, fluidly, readily, as if we were back on the dance floor. I can tell you're also close. I hear it in every pant and in every moan. Every part of you is aching for release. Look at me, I command. I visibly soften at the sight of your eyes. I've got you. Show me who you belong to. And let go. I feel you shudder beneath me. My legs shake as you release inside of me, sending me over the edge. The pleasure rushes through my entire being. It's electrifying, surreal. Trembling, I rise up and reach for your restraints, releasing you from the cuffs. Your arms instinctively wrap around me. We hold each other tightly and don't let go until our heart beats steady. I leave your side to release your ankles from the bottom post and return back to your embrace. After some time, you break the silence. What was that? Honestly, I didn't expect it either, I say in return. But if you'll have me, it can be the beginning. Your lips curl up into a mischievous smile. The beginning of what? There's more where that came from? You tease. I shift closer to you, a lighthearted smile on my lips. You dare to challenge me? Just who do you think you are? I respond in my Akasha voice. You let out a warm laugh, bringing me in closer. We kiss briefly and pull away, enjoying our newfound understanding. So, did you want to experience the more you asked about? You see a playful glint flash across my eyes. Always. Always what? We lock eyes. Always, mistress.